You are listening to Forest to Grill, the podcast about grilling, flanking, rapping, and all that good stuff, with your host, Nate Adam.
Hey guys, welcome to the next episode of Forest to Grill, a Wildwood grilling podcast. Today in the Wildwood Grilling Studios, I have Jenny Bryant.
Hello.
Jenny works here at Wildwood with us, and we were having an awesome conversation about New Year's resolutions, and I thought, hey, it's a pretty perfect topic of conversation for the podcast. Jenny, first question to you, are you a resolution person or not?
Generally, no, but I definitely do have a year goals.
Nothing at the end of the year that you feel like, all right, January 1st, this is the time, I'm never going to do that again.
Well, this year, I had a conscious thought that I needed to start drinking more craft beer. I needed to up my beer selection taste.
I like that. Most people go for the drink less beer with the New Year's resolution. I like the drink more beer, just better beer.
Absolutely.
So where do you fall in the beer realm?
That depends on the season. Since it's kind of cold out, it's January, kind of dark, Game of Thrones kind of weather, I would say porters right now.
Porters are good. Porters for me, I was always more of a stout guy. Porters are a little lackluster, except for the really, really good ones. But I've actually gotten to taste a lot of really, really good ones lately.
Do you have a favorite?
Founders. Founders is out of Michigan. And man, I really have yet to find a bad beer from them. And even though I tend not to be a big porter fan, just their run-of-the-mill porter is pretty perfect for me. Stupid tasty. So, drink more beer. Anything else? Well, drink more better beer.
I think with this year at Wildwood, I would like to up my game with smoking chips. I would love to spend more time smoking versus actual planking.
So I wanted to jump in a little bit because we had done a blog post, which we were talking about something we did called the 30-Day Planking Challenge, which is going on right now. And it was kind of our version of like a diet challenge or something like that for people to try out in the new year. Really, at any point during the year, you want to start on the 15th. You just want to plank for 30 days, try 30 days worth of recipes. And so we started looking into some of the science behind actually having a New Year's resolution and making the change. So one of the things that it talked about was making micro quotas and macro goals. So basically, you need both a big and long-term macro goal and a short little micro quota. For example, your big goal is writing a novel, then your micro quota might be writing 1,000 words a day. What would be your macro goal for drinking more better beer?
I'm sure you're aware of different ale trails that a lot of breweries and ale houses do. My macro goal would to be to start at the Ale Trail up in Bonner's Ferry and work my way down through southern Idaho.
Sweet. So there's a program or a trail base to where you can start all the way in the panhandle, and then where do you end up?
You end up, I believe it's at the Payette or Sockeye Brewing Company, but I might be missing one.
Okay. All right, done. But that's an awesome goal. Do you know how many breweries you hit, roughly?
I believe there are 13. Possibly 15.
It's substantially more than I thought you were going to say. Do you plan it out for a week? Do you plan it out? I mean, are you not just like on a 3-day bender? Is this over 1 year? Like, what's the normal?
I think the optimum way to do this would be over a 7 to 14-day period of time. Sweet. So that way, you know, you're not crunching yourself for time. You get to enjoy each facility in its own right. And that way you're also being safe. So you're not blitzing yourself for five or six solid days straight.
2 days, 13 breweries, 1 state. How many DUIs can I get? What are the little in-betweens you're going to do to get this done?
I'd like to venture out a little bit. Again, I'm kind of a seasonal beer person. I like to transition as the weather warms up, but I'd like to play around more with Belgian beers. I haven't tapped into those very much, and I really like the taste of those, and I don't typically think to order them.
That yeasty finish was really hard for me for a long time, and it took a lot of beer drinking and kind of building my palate. Really began to like quads. And quads and triples, they're bigger, maltier bodies. They're not as harsh of a yeasty finish like a lot of the light Belgians can be. But yeah, I realized that there's a whole slew of beers that are super tasty that I'm not really enjoying because I decided that one was going to cover an entire realm of beer that I don't like. Good macro goals and micro quotas. So next spot, we got to create behavior chains. Creating sticky habits is far easier when we make use of our current routines instead of trying to fight them. Like with the 30-day planking challenge, we're saying cooking for yourself and cooking for your family. And we do have some awesome breweries around us. We also have awesome spots like IPA, where there is a slew of tasty beers. Is that kind of going to be your home spot?
I think Idaho Port Authority is an excellent resource for this project, and I think that's probably the starting point. But there are several places in the Coeur d'Alene and Spokane area that I think it'd be unfortunate to completely rule those out. I think starting here in Sandpoint and then kind of branching out to a couple bigger cities would offer more variety and more fun and more experience.
All right, we're going to continue with more better beer. I'm sticking with more better beer. I like that. That might be the name of this. Eliminate excessive options is our next move, which is funny because we're talking about drinking beer. So we want to take out as much options as we can to make your habit of, well, in this case, drinking better beer possible. So are we, while making sure that we have a mainstay at awesome craft beer locations, are you also going to try and make sure that you're not drinking the, what we'll call lesser beers, but not name at this point? Because we do love them every once in a while.
That would be smart. You know, I really do like porters and pale ales. Those, I think, tend to be my two main go-tos. To do this effectively, it would be good to just eliminate those as an option.
Now we are past eliminating excessive options. We're now to process a plan. Visualize, but do not fantasize. So don't just fantasize about drinking these delicious beers. You're going to review where to drink these delicious beers. You're going to make a plan on when to drink these delicious beers.
Absolutely. I think this would have a much better success rate if there was a game plan. And who knows, I might have to get an accountability partner to help me out with this project.
I can check my schedule. I'm pretty sure that it's open. Our final step to get you to drink more better beer is eliminate the aw screw it's. I feel like this is not quite as difficult when drinking beer, but nonetheless, we're going through the list. So you can eliminate the aw screw it of getting a planked item every day by buying a month's worth of planks in advance. In this case, we're just going to say maybe buying a couple six-packs in advance. The nice thing is we live in an area where you can do some mix-and-match six-packs.
Very true.
But maybe have a little less expensive night and continue to build your ability while going back home. Buying a week's worth of recipes and ingredients. What about that? I mean, is there any part of this to where you would like to learn more about the process of making beer and or making beer yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I actually received a gift. It was kind of a home brew kit. And so to neglect that in this process, in this New Year's resolution, I think would be unfortunate. So yes, I'm absolutely interested in it. Have it on this month's calendar to spend a weekend doing my own homebrew.
Yeah, that's awesome. Something I was always really interested in and totally terrified of, because I've had friends that have done it, and I guess you just don't really think about the fact that is straight up science.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in about 2 days into their brew process, and they were using words, so I was just like, so I'm going to sit down and watch you guys do this, and then I'm going to drink your beer once you're done. Because I have fallen way too far behind. So I feel we have been very, very successful in getting you a well-rounded resolution. So I would love to end this episode with a new segment we're going to introduce called Quick Fire Questions or On the Plank. All right. So how do you like your steak prepared?
I like my steak probably seared on the outside, but borderline bloody on the inside.
Like cold?
I like it hot, but I like it very rare.
Okay, all right. So you're walking into a nice steak restaurant, you order a Chicago bone-in, and when they ask you, you say medium rare?
I think I would just say rare.
Rare, all right. I love it. Number two, if you could teleport anywhere right now, where would you go?
I would go to a pho shop in Nampa, Idaho, called Pho Lee. It was some of the best pho I'd ever had, and that sounds, maybe it's just because I'm hungry right now, but that sounds pretty ideal about now.
When you find that perfect spot, that should always be a teleportation destination. Number three, what did you eat for lunch?
I ate a fried egg and some green beans.
Fried egg sandwiches might be my favorite thing on the face of the earth. Number four, morning person or night person?
Oh, definitely a night person.
Why?
I think it's mainly because I just hate waking up. Like that first hour is a little rugged. It just takes me a while to get kickstarted.
Number five, number one pet peeve.
The posers at the gym, or maybe the shorts that the girls wear that say juicy on the butt. I'm not sure.
So it's a tie between the two.
There's always that guy who has the jug of water, and then he will get about 20, 25 pounds, or just plastic weights that are 5 pounds but that are just big. And he'll drop them and go, he'll kind of make a loud sound, and he'll take a big slug from his, you know, gallon jug of water.
I'm going to need a better interpretation of the noise, though. That was way weak.
You know, they drop the weights and they go,
better, much better. Number six, what's the last spontaneous thing you did? Please do not get up and walk away from the mic right now.
I bought a Sherlock Holmes pipe. I don't really smoke, but I thought it looked really cool, so I wanted it.
Number seven, have you or would you ever jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
I would definitely jump out of an airplane. I think that would be kind of a, you know, very scary experience, but a great time.
I have jumped out of an airplane. You are correct. It is a very scary experience. I will tell you the one thing that I wish that someone would have told me. Don't open your mouth and yell stuff.
Okay.
So it is like 175 mile an hour wind tunnel. Recommend it to everybody at least once. Don't open your mouth and yell stuff. Number eight, gas, charcoal, or pellet grill, and why?
That's probably a tie between gas and charcoal. I haven't messed around too much with the pellet grills, but I would, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna be definitive. I'm going to say a gas grill on this.
Okay.
And the reason is it's easier to maintain cooking temperature with a gas grill while still getting a good, you know, that good smoky flavor.
So easy. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to just charcoal all the time, but sometimes I got like 15 minutes and I got to cook up some burgers real quick. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being on. It was a pleasure talking with you about beer, meat, resolutions, and all the fun stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys again for joining in to this episode of Forest to Grill. We will see you next time. Please do like us on Facebook. Check out that 30-day planking challenge on Facebook or the website as well. We still have openings. If you email me, I will send you out the planks you need for that. You can follow with those recipes and have yourself some delicious and tasty meals for an entire month. Follow us on Twitter at Wildwood Grillin', no G, or hashtag Wildwood Grillin' and let us know what you liked or didn't like. Like us on Facebook. Visit us at wildwoodgrilling.com. We'll put a new episode up soon, and until then, keep calm and grill on.